Vim is a podcast about fashion, beauty, and lifestyle through the eyes of college students, which is us, conveniently enough.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to With Love Vim. This is Bella.
And Maura.
And we're so excited to be back. It's second semester now.
Yeah. I feel like the week before spring break is like the worst.
Oh, yeah. Right now it's like a fever dream for me.
I'm so excited to leave, and I have so much work to get done, and then I'm just like, oh, cool.
Yeah, like, professors, I think they're purposely ramping up the workload the week before, because I have so much, like, an insane amount of stuff to do.
Well, it also doesn't help that it's a week earlier, so I think they're trying to, like, get more stuff done than normal now, and I'm just...
That's another bone I have to pick with MSU. Why did you move our spring break a week earlier? Why?
I don't know.
What are your plans, though?
I am going to a retirement neighborhood in Palm Springs.
Heck yeah! Okay! Life of the party.
I know. I mean, I'm not a big, like, spring break partier. I like to chill, yeah. So I'm very excited. It'll be fun.
I feel like we talked about that.
I think maybe we did.
Like, you're going with your roommate. No, that was someone else who's also going to.
I mean, I am going with my roommate. It might have been us.
It might have been. But I also do know a second person now who's doing the same thing, going with their roommates to a little quiet retirement community in Florida. Can't hate on that.
Gotta love grandparents who live in nice places.
Oh, yeah.
Free lodging. All we have to pay for is the flights.
Uh-huh. Because they love to treat you while you're there.
They do.
To a little dinner, a bottle of wine or two, whatever they can.
I'm very exciting. Where are you going?
Puerto Rico.
Ooh. Yes,
I'm very excited. I've never been before. So
I haven't either. Where are you, like, where?
We're staying kind of near San Juan, but the neighborhood is Ocean Park. So we're pretty close to the beach, like a few minute walk. We're on like the same street as the beach.
Are you staying in a house?
Yes, we have an Airbnb.
Ooh.
So I'm very excited about that.
That's so exciting.
It's going to be really hot, though. It's gonna be like mid to high 80s and the UV's 11.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm scared.
Well, that's another thing with spring break being in February. I was like looking at things to do, and I was like, it's not really gonna be that warm anywhere in the US.
Right. That's like, that's why I'm like, come on, MSU, like, we gotta prioritize the students' vitamin D consumption. Let's get it.
I mean, at least the sun's out now.
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, like, I got to sit in the sun a little bit today. But
I know, it's
and I will be sitting in the sun all week next week.
So. Oh, yeah. If we can do it when it's, like, 55 degrees, 20 degrees more than that. Like, that's...
Yeah, perfect. I'm so
high
excited.
Weather. So, yeah, I feel like spring break, though, can be a stressful time just for a lot of people. Planning what you're going to do, figuring out who you're going to go with. Like, there's just a lot of expectations with it, too, and having that, like, quintessential college spring break is what most people are after. Mm-hmm. But it can get super... costly super fast too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm like the worst at planning. Well, no, I love planning. I'm really bad at telling other people my plans and what I want to do, so it like waits until the very last minute, and then flights are super expensive, like everything's super expensive, because I booked this trip like less than a month ago.
Oh my gosh.
And I did the same thing last year.
Oh my gosh. You're nuts
so
for that.
Don't be like me. Book early. It's cheaper, I promise.
I was going to say, that's not the best way to be cost conscientious.
Yeah, no.
Because I booked all the way back in September.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like obsessed with your commitment to getting stuff planned.
Well, I was like, last year we went to Florida and... Mm-hmm. I just was like, I don't want to do that again.
In Fort Lauderdale?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't survive there.
I don't think I could either.
It's just, I'm not cut out for that type of lifestyle. I would have, I mean, it seems super fun for a very short period of time.
Yeah, I think I'd enjoy it for like a weekend, and then I'd be like, I need to sleep for a week.
No, literally.
Like, I
would
can't
need a
do
week
that
to
week.
Recover. But, and even Fort Lauderdale is so expensive. Friends that I've had who have gone there, like, the cover for the bars is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, $50, $60. Probably depends where you go to, but even the drinks are crazy expensive. Because, obviously, when you're not in Airbnb, too, you have to eat all your meals out, get all your drinks out. So.
And, like, Fort Lauderdale, people are drinking all day, every day.
Right.
And even if the drinks weren't expensive, that adds up.
Like, oh my gosh, I know.
It's a lot of money.
The whole day. Like, yeah, and day, I love to day drink. It's
yeah.
It's so lovely in so many yeah. ways, but so expensive.
It's so expensive.
Because you're starting so early with a mimosa at brunch, or the one place that does, like, the bottomless mimosas, or, like, does, like, this, I forget where it is, but they.
I know what you're talking about. I have no idea what it's called.
I always forget the name, but my friend, like, went there and got, like, a $40, like, huge mimosa that were something like
yeah.
that. So you start early just trying to have a little brekkie mimosa, then you got to keep it going mm-hmm. throughout the whole day.
I think if you are doing Fort Lauderdale, if you're going to those clubs, you need to go to the places that do wristbands.
Because oh yeah,
it is gonna save you so much money in the long run, even if you're like, oh, I don't want to spend like what $40-$50 on a wristband.
Yeah.
Like if you were just ordering drinks, you would probably spend more anyway.
Oh, 100%.
Get the wristband.
It's all, and yeah, it's like all about planning, like we're saying.
Yeah.
Figuring things out before you go, not when you get there, because it's always so much more
mm-hmm.
cost effective to know how much you're going to spend. So you can kind of budget if you want to.
Yeah.
And figure and out.
I feel like Fort Lauderdale used to be like, I'm trying to like think of the better. I feel like Fort Lauderdale used to be like a more affordable option than like Miami
yeah.
or like other bigger cities in Florida, because uh-huh. it was heavily college students. But now I think they're like taking advantage of the fact that it's
totally.
All college students and like ramping
totally.
Up the prices.
Yeah.
Which is so not cool.
No, 1,000%. There's going to be some new spring break location needs to pop up on the map. To just kind of sweep Fort Lauderdale off its feet and take over a little bit. Because, yeah, it's just wherever, like, the people are going, that's where they're like, oh, all the college kids want to come here. Like, mm-hmm. let's charge them as much as we possibly can. And it is nice when you can go with more people, because splitting a hotel room
yeah.
like, four ways instead of, like, two
mm-hmm.
is a really good way to save money in, like, any type of way you can.
Yeah.
So.
And, like, this is... This is from my research and not my experience, because I couldn't convince anybody to go with me. But if you are somebody who like doesn't really need a beach during spring break, because I don't really need one. Like I just like getting out of Michigan for a little bit.
Yep.
But I know like I have friends who are like, I just want to lay on the beach all day, every day. Like if it's not warm, I don't want to be there, which valid.
Yeah.
But if you're not one of those people, flights to Europe during college spring break are so much cheaper than any
really?
Other time. Like I always look through Chicago, because Chicago
yeah,
is
so
not that far from
of.
Here, and
yeah.
it's so cheap to fly mm-hmm. out of Chicago. Well, in comparison to like Detroit,
right?
And I could like fly for like $300
to no.
like Rome. Yeah,
no, that's nuts.
And I was like, hey guys, does anybody want to do this? They're like, no. I was like, okay.
Oh, where should have hit me up. I would have said, oh heck yeah, I'm there.
But if you're like, if that's like something that you're looking to do and you're like, summer's way too expensive, because it is
and too hot
yeah, look at going in the spring, and you'll be able yeah. to do all the sightseeing with less people. It won't be like deathly hot, because
right.
last summer I was in Rome and it was 110.
Yes, same.
I thought I was gonna die.
No, miserable.
It's like, miserable.
Unbearable.
I mean, it's incredible. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like, I'd love
oh,
to
I'd
do it
trade
again.
It for another month.
I'd trade it for another month.
Don't go in July. Worst month you could possibly
yeah.
go.
End of July.
Sorry, I'm honestly getting flashbacks too.
No. But now there. I'm like, I would enjoy myself if I had my little $300 spring
yeah.
break ticket.
Totally. Because it's also... some people just aren't necessarily cut out, or would be better served by a different type of spring break, I feel
mm-hmm.
like. And that's a different type of experience. Like, you're getting so a lot of cultural experiences
mm-hmm.
and going somewhere that you might not have the time if you're doing a summer internship, or you're working during the summer, or during the Christmas and Thanksgiving break. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
So I feel like it opens up a lot of doors for people who maybe don't want just the typical crazy.
It does. And I feel like a lot of people don't, like, look at it, because they're like, oh, it's Europe, it's going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But Google Flights.
Yes, my literal.
Flying out of Chicago.
One of my most frequent tabs. It like, shows up, and I'm like, click.
Yeah, like, it was more expensive for me to fly to Palm Springs. But that's also because
yeah.
we're flying into the Palm Springs airport, which is teeny tiny airport. Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, and I think a lot of people forget too that once you're in Europe, it's so much more affordable to eat and drink and sightsee there, because you also don't need to pay these like exorbitant amounts of money for food and drinks, where everything's very cheap and affordable there. And it is the same with like any vacation. You can really be a bargain hunter and find the spots that are going to let you spend less on certain things. But just Europe overall is so much better for cutting costs.
I don't want to say it's cheap, but like in comparison to like major cities that you go to in the U.S., like,
oh yeah,
it's so much more affordable once you get over that like flight price, because that's the one that's what really kills you is
paying for the flight. But it's like when I'm in New York or Miami, I'm paying $25 for a singular drink. When I was in Europe, I was paying $6 for the same drink. So it's like, just in my small scope of reference, which
I know I've been to like what, 6 cities in Europe, and half of them were Italy.
Italy on top. But yeah, so I feel like it's important, obviously, to just plan early and figure out kind of what spring break aligns best with you and your goals, because there's really nothing wrong with not going to Cabo or Cancun or Fort Lauderdale, or even if you just want to stay in East Lansing. Like, there are also so many valuable opportunities here, like the service events that the school puts on, and you can volunteer for the week and have like a stay-at-home service opportunity. I feel like those are also cool to participate in too.
Even just like driving up north for a weekend,
right?
Like, that just seems, it's nice,
right? Go ski, just go hang out.
See, I fall victim to the you have to go somewhere.
I know, same.
But I also know, like, it's also just nice to have a week where you don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
and getting to stay home is also nice. Like,
I'm
gonna be gone the entire time, and I'm kind of like, I wish I had like a weekend where I just could just like lay in my house.
Yeah, we're not leaving till Tuesday, so I'm very glad about that. Just having the weekend to
it's chill. Tuesday right now. Thursday night we're going to my roommate's like hometown because her parents are driving us to the airport for our 5 a.m flight on Friday.
Worst time.
And then we're getting home Monday, like 10 days Monday.
Oh, that's too much.
It's a lot.
Oh, but I couldn't do that.
Yeah, so I'm like, I wish I just, because I honestly, it doesn't matter where I'm doing nothing. Wait. Let me rephrase. I could be doing nothing anywhere in the world, but I won't feel like rested and like I completed doing nothing unless I'm in my house.
Oh yeah 100%. I get what you're saying, like especially going with people, like that's just another being there, like being present socially and participating and planning and making sure that like not only you're having a good time but your friends are also having a good time is a lot of work in itself.
I'm glad I'm not like hosting technically this time, because last year we stayed with my aunt and uncle and my cousins in Phoenix, like me and my friend went, and it was so fun. I love hanging out with them, but I also like felt the need to like make sure that my friend was like okay the whole time.
Yes.
And she didn't need me to do that, she's fine, but that's like a me thing.
No, totally.
And like, so I think like now that I'm like the guest and not like worrying about
if like, they're having a good time or what they need, so
like, my roommate can worry about me this time,
right? If I was to sit back, like,
we're taking a weekend to go, we rented a car and we're gonna drive to Phoenix and like see my family.
Really?
I'm so excited.
That is so awesome.
I know.
I love it.
Me and my middle youngest cousin, okay. There's three girls. The oldest is a sophomore at Arizona State, the youngest is in high school, like a sophomore in high school, and then the oldest is a senior in high school. So we're both graduating this year.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna have a little graduation dinner.
Oh,
I'm very excited.
I love that. That's so nice that you get to be with your friends but then also get to see your family at the same time. That's really nice.
And my aunt gets really excited to like host my friends, so.
Yes, that's like my aunt too. She's like, she's the best hostess ever. So gracious, so generous, like she just has everything figured out where like I would never think, like, oh my gosh, I need to prep this and this, like,
and do
all these extra things, and she just goes like above and beyond. So that's what I love so much.
Yeah,
but yeah, I know a lot of different people are having, like, I know a lot of different people that I know personally are having a different like type of spring break for like their senior spring break. Like I know some people going to Costa Rica, some people going to like the Bahamas, and these are some of the people I know. They're kind of making it more of like an outdoorsy, adventurous, like we're gonna see these places actually, not just be like contained to a resort.
I looked into Costa Rica because I love it's amazing. To go.
Have you been?
Yes.
I'm jealous.
It's amazing. It is so, just everything about it is so lovely.
If I could spend all my money on one thing, it would be traveling. Like it's my favorite thing in the world.
Oh yeah.
Most of my like extra money, I'm like, oh, flight, okay.
For which is I'm always so thinking, where can I go?
Financially irresponsible.
It's life. I'm like, oh, it's life.
And I'm working, man. I'm gonna take time off and I'm gonna do what I want.
That's what I'm saying. It definitely is a huge privilege to be able to travel and get to experience the world and get to use any type of extra income that I have and not have to spend that on like rent or food or utilities and have like that leftover. And I do recognize that. So I am very lucky that I'm able to travel as much as I can. But it's like you're saying, life is so short. And if I have the opportunity, I'm going to see where I can get. Like
Every once in a while, I'm like, what if I just like packed my bags and didn't come back?
Stop the intrusive thoughts. Where can I go?
Where can I go?
Me, when I see a plane, I'm like, where are they going? I just jump on? And just hit it?
I want to go everywhere.
I want to go this summer. I'm like, I'm really trying to figure out a way where I'm like, can I just go bounce around?
I know. I am. I'm looking for a job.
No.
So I'm like a full-time real adult job. Sickening.
Gross.
So I'm applying to all these jobs. I've only gotten rejections so far, which is not encouraging. But okay. I'm like, I want to be able to go somewhere. Like, I want to travel after I graduate.
Yes.
But I'm also, I don't know if I can't. Because I'm like, well, what if somebody gets back to me and they're like, we want to hire you. You have to start May 1st.
I feel
and
like.
And I'm like, well.
That's like tough because I feel like most of the people that I know, like I have friends who graduated last year, so they're older than us. And then my roommate actually just got hired today, got her first job offer.
Oh, yay.
And everyone that I've known has had start dates that weren't until like June. Or July.
But here, okay. So I want to work for a sports team.
Right.
So I'm applying to a lot of like baseball, WNBA.
Oh, okay.
NWSL. I can't remember what season's in the summer. I don't know. Whatever one. Like those are summer seasons. So they needed you to start like immediately. Like I had gotten.
Okay.
I had a job that wanted me to start in. Well, I guess I have heard back from one job. They wanted me to start full time in March, and I was like, "I'm a student.
Oh my goodness,
it's on my application.
Not possible."
Like, yeah, so that makes it a little bit harder, where it's like they actually like are not lenient with the start dates.
That is so tough.
Yeah,
because I feel like there's some point also where it's valid though for you to just go ahead and book, like, because we graduate so, or like, I'm not graduating, but. The graduation ceremonies are so early that you could literally just leave like May 1st, or like April like 27th. Yeah, I was gonna say like April 28th.
I think I graduate on the 26th.
Literally just hit it on the 27th and just be like, I won't be back for like 3 weeks. Yeah. And I feel like that's also valid for you when you're getting a job offer to say, okay, but I'm already have plans scheduled. I'm not available until this date. And I feel like if a company is also not accommodating to that or isn't flexible, maybe that's also not somewhere that you want to be working.
Yeah.
If there's going to be a bad, like,
work-life
balance.
Like a little desperate.
No, right. Right. Which I understand.
Work-life balance doesn't really exist in sports.
Oh, that's not the career for me. Oh, thank goodness.
I love it.
Do that.
But yeah.
I think that you should just say, go for it for at least like, I feel like you could at least do a week. Like, I feel like that's pretty doable. Because most people I know after graduation are definitely going, if it's not like some big European or Caribbean type vacation, they're at least going to visit a family or friend in another state, or fitting them in like a city, or just something little to kind of celebrate this big milestone.
I think I was also like, because I was considering not going on spring break and like saving money to do a big trip.
Yeah.
But then I was like, first of all, I'd get FOMO no matter what.
Right.
She gets me every time. But I was like, okay, so what happens if I get a job and I can't go on that trip and I gave up like my senior spring break?
Right.
Hoping that I could go on one. And yeah. I like actually can't.
I think you made the right call.
I think I did too.
I think you'd regret. Like, this is you and again, like, privilege to travel. Not everyone knows where they're going to be in like 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you have a way higher chance of being able to travel to like a really cool place in the next like few decades of your life versus
yeah,
just
right
like,
now.
This is like your quintessential like
with
my
nanny budget.
Oh yeah,
maybe I'll be an au pair.
My friend is actually looking into doing
really?
That this summer. Yeah, just for like a month or two.
That would be fun.
Yeah, but she's like, I think I'm gonna do that. I'm like, ma'am, it is almost March. I think you need to get on that. Like, come on, girl.
I'll get
like,
it. I'll find a fun little family in some little village. And
I know. I'm kind of tempted. I do. I always wanted to au pair, like, since I was
when I was little, I was looking into it. I'm like, wow, I can't wait till I'm old enough to do this. And now I am. And I'm like, is that a viable option?
Yeah, I'm kind of scared. I'm scared, I'll be honest. Like, yeah. Just of having a bad experience or ending up in just some nightmare situation that I, like, can't get out of. So I'm like, maybe. We'll have to see, though.
See.
But, yeah, I think that spring break is just a time for people to especially get the chance to just get a break from classes. And not only that, but we're only in college for 4 years. So I feel like whatever you're going to do for spring break, it just has to be what is going to make you the most happy. And you're going to look back on when you're older and be like, oh, my gosh, remember that college spring break? That was awesome.
And don't let friends pressure you into going somewhere that you don't want to,
right?
Because you're gonna be miserable. Like, I guarantee you there is someone else that's gonna want to do something more similar to what you want, and it might not be like, it might not be your roommates, it might be like a different friend, but like don't spend money to be miserable for a week.
Right,
it's not worth it.
You're paying a lot, you want to be happy. It should be what you want to do. It's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Not doing what other people want you to do.
Slay.
That was so beautiful of us.
It was really beautiful.
Wow.
Do you have any last spring break thoughts? Do you have a favorite spring break you've ever been on?
Honestly, I did really enjoy my trip last year. It was super. There was like 16 of us that all got an Airbnb.
16's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. But it was there. It was very nice and very fun. It was for it being that many people, it still felt very low key, like no expectations, no pressure. Like, everyone just kind of was able to do their own thing. Like, I was going for a run.
Where did you go?
We went to Miramar Beach.
It
was in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, like up on the Gulf.
Ooh.
So I was a little worried about it being too chilly, but it was great weather. Got to do what we wanted. Went to Seaside for a day.
That's fun.
Which was lovely. And then it was just a lot of fun, like a lot of more intimate, like bonding and getting to know the people that I went with on like a deeper level. And I feel like living with people for a week, you get to know them
you get
a
close.
Lot.
Sharing bedrooms and bathrooms.
Yes.
<like, "Oh."
laughs> Yeah, me and my friend, we looked out on the master bedroom.
Ooh,
so thank goodness for us. The primary suite.
The primary suite.
But yeah, so that was great. It was just, honestly, I look back on it very fondly, and I was nervous at first going with that many people that I was going to be just stressed out or overwhelmed and kind of not getting to do what I wanted to do, but it was actually just great. Like, I can't really say, I can't say any bad things about it, but you?
I've done some like really fun stuff. Everything I've done in college has been great. Like Grand Canyon, I loved. I'm excited for Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon. I've spent most of my time in Phoenix. So it's like a few hours.
I love Arizona,
but,
though.
I know, me too. I think like the most memorable to me is because my birthday when I was in elementary school, middle school, high school was always during spring break.
Oh.
So I like remember spring breaks based on like what age I turned during the trip.
Love that.
And I think my favorite was literally the one when I turned 12. We went to Grand Cayman, which is like such a gorgeous island. And we had rented We went with like a bunch of family friends. We'd rented two houses next to each other right on the beach.
Oh, stop.
And it was like me and my current roommate and her family. Like both of our families were in one house. And then two of our neighbors' families were in the other house.
Oh.
And it was so fun.
That's like, I want to do that.
Spring break's a lot more fun when you're not thinking about paying for it.
Oh,
when it's
yeah.
your parents.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I had not a thought in my head when I was 12 years old.
You were just so like, woo!
I know, like, was taking me pictures on the boat. I was like, ooh, making video stars on the plane.
Stop. Oh my gosh. I was an avid user of video star.
Yeah, me too.
That sounds like an amazing trip, though.
Yeah, it was great.
I love how you still remember it, though.
Oh, well, it's worth like, it, Mom and Dad. It's ingrained in my brain.
I'm jealous. Like, I want to be on that trip. I'd trade my trip for that trip for sure.
If you have a chance to go to Grand Cayman, go.
Let me write it down in my notes.
I would say it's my favorite Caribbean island, but I haven't been to that. I think I've been to like that's the only one I've stayed on.
Grand Cayman like, stays on top.
Grand Cayman stays on top. That's the only one I've stayed on. So I guess
that has to be your favorite.
Yeah,
like come on.
I mean, I did like my brother's high school senior spring break was a cruise.
Okay,
which I don't know if I would do again.
I've heard of people doing that, but
boats
it's not for
me out.
Oh, same. I'm not a cruise gal.
Yeah, so. We stopped in some other places, but nothing compared.
That was just, this one is going to peak. Like, you're going to go to any other Caribbean island, and it's never going to hit
like,
the same.
It's not Grand Cayman.
It's not. Yeah. The 12-year-old brain is probably just hyping it up so much.
I know.
Too,
I'm going to go back, and then it's like, oh, this is not what it was like when I was 11, 12 years old.
I love that, though.
No, I loved it. Well, that's going to be it for this episode. Listening.
Thanks,
we hope
guys.
You enjoyed. This has been With Love Vim, and you can find it wherever you find your podcasts.
Bye.
Bye.
With Love Vim is a podcast and a conversation about fashion, beauty, and lifestyle through the eyes of college students.
Thank you.
Kisses.